I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The battle for a free Lebanon isn't over yet, says Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon. Hezbollah remains defiant against pressure to disarm. Nuna says without that disarmament, nothing will change in Lebanon's financial straitjacket. Yet Triumph for Mercy Lebanon sees an open door for gospel ministry to Shiite communities. With Hezbollah's weakening, they've lost their power and are looking for hope. Pray they'll encounter Christ. Then, Afghans living in the U.S. face deportation as early as May 20 when the current U.S. administration ends temporary protections. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says 300 Afghan Christians are especially at risk. While Taliban rule is dangerous for anyone known to partner with the U.S., believers fall into a special category. They're considered apostates, a crime punishable by death. The most important thing we can do is to be praying. Ask God to intervene in the situation and keep them bold in their faith. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, I'm Ruth Kramer.